Welcome back to 770CHQR and More Than Money. And Rob, this is the time where people start seeing the snow melt. It's getting warmer outside. And you know what? They want to get the you-know-what out of
this
city.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Are you excited? I'm actually excited. I'm going to Europe in about a month.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited. Now, there's been a lot of changes happening with the restrictions and so forth. And I'm hoping that by the time I'm ready to go to Europe, that, hey, you can do whatever the heck you want. Don't worry about it. But it's a lot of changes are happening. But I think we need to talk about these changes, but also find out what some of the best travel practices that we should have. But we should bring in our expert as well. We're joined with Omar Kaiwan, co-founder Goose Insurance. Omar, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Omar, you know, I guess there's a lot of changes happening with restrictions between here, U.S. and internationally with masks. No one knows really what to think until they literally either get on the plane or about to get on the plane. Maybe you can give us some tips and what you're seeing on restrictions internationally.
Yeah, I mean, it has been very confusing. A lot of people are confused in terms of what's actually happening. Every single sort of country is almost at a different spectrum of these restrictions and, between what's happening in Canada, what's happening, in our neighboring country and the requirements. So it's a little bit all over the place. But for Canadians, the restrictions are very limited at this point. There's not a whole lot of restrictions. If you're fully vaccinated, you're free to travel outside of Canada. You're not required to have any kind of COVID-19 testing when you return home. Children under the age of 12 who are also unvaccinated or vaccinated, essentially, they're not required to have any kind of testing moving forward as well. If you are traveling to the U.S., though, specifically, the destinations that you're traveling to, and to some extent, the carriers, the airlines that you're traveling with, may impact some of these rules. So if you're traveling to the U.S. by air, you are required to have a negative COVID-19 test 24 hours before leaving the home country. If you're crossing via the land border, you don't need to. If you're going to the U.K., I know Faisal said that he's going to Europe. I don't know if he's going to U.K. or not. There is no testing whatsoever, and there's no requirement for you to be fully vaccinated or not. So, in short, there are a lot of confusion. There are a lot of rules, but the good thing is that both of the major Canadian airlines have really good information available on their websites as part of the booking process. There's also a great Canadian sort of platform called Sherpa that has all this restriction information available for travelers. So anybody who is planning on traveling this summer. And we are expecting a high sort of volume of travel this summer. They do need to do a little bit of homework and to make sure that they have the up-to-date, most accurate information before they leave on their journey.
Omar, when we look at some of the best travel practices that we should take on going forward, with all the changes that have been going on, with everything that's happening at airports, give us some of the best travel practices that people may have forgotten.
That's a great question. I think first thing first, make sure that you have all your travel documents handy. The first thing you should be doing is checking the expiration date on your passport. We are dealing with a lot of passport delays here across Canada, so that should be the first thing you should be doing. The destination you're traveling to, look at the restrictions, what's available, what's not. We are also seeing a lot of sort of fluctuations in terms of airline scheduling and all that stuff. So book your ticket in advance. Consider purchasing travel medical insurance, and make sure that as you embark on your journey that you're patient, and because there's still a lot of changes, there's still lineups, there's shortage of staff. But travel is happening and people are starting to travel, which is great. So keep your documents on hand and put on a smile and be patient.
Omar was talking about lineups. I'll tell you a quick story. Last weekend, I went to Vancouver, and at the Vancouver airport, they split. So let's say I'm going to gate C, but they would say, if you have priority or Nexus, you go through this lineup, so you're right at gate C. But if you don't, you have to walk all the way down to gates A and B and walk around to get to gate C.
Getting your steps in.
The lineups are even longer. There's less people working than what we've seen in the past. And so patience, like you said, Omar, very good point. But I think people have to understand that it's not how it used to be. You just get in, get into here, and you're going straight to the quickest line possible. You might be rerouted to different areas of the airport just to end up at the same place. So it's very interesting what's happening. Be prepared for that. Get there a little bit earlier if you can. And remember that, especially here in Calgary, walking to the airport, don't have to wear a mask. The minute you get into the airport, don't forget, you need your mask. Like little things like that, you forget, eh, Omar? That, oh my God, like I had to run a 7-Eleven because I forgot my mask. I had to run a 7-Eleven inside the airport here in Calgary and pick up a mask. And man, they're not cheap. Let me tell you that. I learned that the hard way. So little things that, you know, best practices that don't forget.
Omar, you mentioned before about travel insurance. I wanted to touch on travel insurance just because a lot of clients have been asking about it. And a lot of individuals have been asking about it, going, do we need it? Is there different products out there? Do we need something different? Or is there caveats and we currently have that it's not going to cover us? Can you touch on travel insurance?
Travel insurance has evolved. And thank you for asking that question. And you know, it has evolved in a sense that COVID-19 is sort of something that a lot of countries are requiring for visitors and tourists to have. In fact, some countries are out there are actually validating before you can enter the country. So if you go to any of the Caribbean countries, Turks and Caicos, Belize, so on and so forth, they require you to show a proof of COVID-19 travel medical insurance specifically, or travel medical insurance that covers you for COVID-19, depending on which type of policy. Philippines is the other one that requires a declaration for you to submit before you can actually visit. So travel insurance has changed, and it's really important to consider it. I think COVID-19 has really put travel medical insurance top of mind for a lot of travelers and a lot of Canadians, even the ones that didn't necessarily consider it, said, oh, nothing will happen to me, I'm okay. It's really sort of put it in mind that, you know, unfortunate situations can happen if you're traveling outside of Canada. Outside of your home province in some respect. I mean, if you are from the province of Ontario, unfortunately, OHIP does not cover you if you're traveling outside of the province. Nonetheless, there are two different types of policies really for travel medical. There's the core travel medical policies, and some agencies like Goose will cover you if you are fully vaccinated and you're following your local authorities' guidelines for vaccinations. So if you're traveling outside of your home province and you're fully vaccinated, it will cover you for COVID-19 related medical emergencies when you're outside of your home province. And then there's also a standalone COVID-19 insurance specifically, which Goose was the first agency to launch here in Canada back in 2020. And that policy itself covers you for travel medical emergencies relating to COVID-19. It also has quarantine benefits, which some countries require you to have, like the Caribbean. So if you do go and for a vacation and you test positive and you need to self-isolate, they want to make sure you have an insurance policy that will cover you for your meals and accommodations relating to your quarantine. And it also has trip cancellation, trip interruption benefits, meaning that if you've tested positive and you can't get on a plane, or you've tested positive and you can come but cannot come home, it will cover you for getting you on another flight and so on and so forth. So that's really the two main types of policies that are available today to Canadian consumers who are traveling abroad.
Omar, if people want to get more information on insurance through Goose, how do they reach you?
Gooseinsurance.com is the best way. They can also download the Goose Insurance app. Goose Insurance app is made by Canadians for Canadians. We're a Canadian-based company based out of Vancouver. So they can download the Goose Insurance app or visit our website, gooseinsurance.com. We do have licensed agents also across the country. So if they have any questions, especially people's Canadian snowbirds, pre-existing medical conditions, so on and so forth, if they do have any kind of questions relating to that, we have licensed agents across the country who are more than happy to help.
Big player in the field is Goose Insurance. I want to thank Omar for joining us today. Thank you, Omar.
Thank you.
We've been joined by Omar Kaiwan, co-founder of Goose Insurance. You know, traveling, spending money, Enjoying your life is part of retirement, but you want to make sure you have the income and the cash flow with the least amount of taxes as you do all these things in your retirement. We're going to talk about our solution to one of the biggest problems called bulletproofing your retirement at our upcoming seminar. When is that, Rob?
You got it. Tuesday, May 24th at 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Now, you're thinking about the whole situation when it comes to your portfolio right now. Some portfolios are down 8, 9, 10%. But is everybody's portfolio down? And if so, how do you profit and how do you protect? Especially that big word of protection. We're going to talk about that coming up after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.